It's 826. It's WSW Noon Morning Team Show. Dave, Pat, Art, and Charlie, and you, although not with Art Lewis. He's not in studio. We'll explain that in a few minutes.
Huh. That's too bad. I wanted Art
not
here.
With us. Yeah, no, your chance to to say, hey, you were right.
I was, for a change, yeah. While my prediction to win the women's Wimbledon final did not happen, Petra Kvitova losing in the first round, I did pick Novak Djokovic to win his third straight Wimbledon title, and that's exactly what he did yesterday, defeating Matteo Berrettini in four sets. A very entertaining match, though, too, almost 4 hours. Berrettini gave him a good fight, but in the end, Novak is just Novak, and he now ties Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal with 20 career majors, and he is going to try to do something that hasn't been done since 1969, when Rod Laver won the calendar year Grand Slam. And so that's what he's going to try to do in the U.S. Open coming up in August.
Who's going to stop him?
I don't see anybody. I mean, maybe.
Unless he stops himself.
Right. That's where he is right now. Unless, you know, I don't know. Maybe he might get tripped up here and there. That's the thing. He just turned 34. He's going to win at least another four, I think. Another four titles at the least.
The guy who actually came along after Roger and Rafa.
Right. Yeah. He was kind of
proving to be the best.
Well, those two are going at it there for a few years. You know, he was a little bit younger than Roger, but about a year and a half younger than Rafael. And everybody looked at Nadal and Federer as the best. And all of a sudden, slowly, he started getting better and better. And then by about 2012, he was in the same league. And now, yeah. And to think that since 2003, three men have won 60 major championships in the world of tennis. Amazing. And you'll never see anything like this again. We'll see somebody win 20. We'll see somebody maybe win 20. Maybe that will happen. You'll never see three men in the same time period dominate the sport like these three have.
And we've talked about it before, but it still is incredible.
Yeah, it really is. Really is phenomenal. So, yeah, just a remarkable feat in sport. And also remarkable that I got this right. But like I said, I know that I was joining many others in picking Djokovic to win.
You still had to pick him.
And how do you not pick him to win the U.S. Open?
So, we'll know more, and it begins in just a few weeks. Yeah. And we'll have a chance to have some fun with it again.
Oh, yes.